A Texas tragedy. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Gunfire Tuesday at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, taking a staggering toll.
This is the second deadliest mass shooting at a school in U.S. history behind Sandy Hook. We have 21 deceased individuals here at Robb Elementary School. That includes 19 young children and 2 teachers.
Fox's Bill Malusian in Uvalde. The shooter, police say, was an 18-year-old man who was then killed by a member of the Border Patrol's tactical unit. His motive not yet known, but police say he'd shot his grandmother earlier in the day. President Biden reacting first with sadness.
Beautiful, innocent, second, third, fourth graders.
A little acknowledgement of the pain, then a pivot to policy by the president. About an hour after returning from a trip to Asia, he addressed the nation from right here at the White House. He implored congressional lawmakers to stand up to the gun lobby.
Gun manufacturers have spent 2 decades aggressively marketing assault weapons, which make them the most and largest profit. For God's sake, we have to have the courage to stand up to the industry.
The president has also ordered all flags here at the White House and at all federal facilities to be flown at half staff in honor of the fallen.
Fox's Kevin Cork at the White House. In voting on Tuesday, Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp with an overwhelming primary victory over Trump-backed challenger David Perdue. Kemp thanking his supporters.
You have honored us with your time, with your efforts, and with your resources, but most importantly, with your belief in our campaign, and we cannot thank you guys enough. God bless you all. Thank you.
Face Democrat Stacey Abrams this fall. Former Georgia Bulldog Herschel Walker has easily won the state's GOP Senate primary. He'll face incumbent Democrat Raphael Warnock in November. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
More results from Tuesday's primaries. Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar in a tight race with his former intern Jessica Cisneros. Cuellar is the last House Democrat who's pro-life. He's also been critical of President Biden's handling of migration at the southern border. Despite some legal troubles, the Texas Attorney General survives a primary runoff.
Attorney General Ken Paxton defeating Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush, despite a slew of problems, including an FBI investigation and a trial on security fraud charges. Paxton, who was backed by former President Trump, denied wrongdoing and is now within reach of a third term in Texas. Bush is the only member of his famous family still in office, but the loss means he'll now exit in January. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
In Arkansas, former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders has won the Republican nomination for governor with the endorsement of her old boss, former President Trump. Nuclear engineer Chris Jones wins the Democrat nomination. Republican Senator John Boozman has won his primary election. After a week, virtually all of the votes have been counted in Pennsylvania's Republican Senate primary, except for small amounts of military and provisional ballots. Dr. Mehmet Oz leading businessman Dave McCormick by 985 votes. That margin's small enough to trigger an automatic recount unless McCormick chooses to concede. UCLA to shell out big bucks to settle sexual assault allegations.
The University of California will shell out $375 million to more than 300 women who say they were sexually abused by a UCLA gynecologist. The deal follows other settlements with hundreds of patients who accused Dr. James Heaps of groping them, making suggestive comments, and conducting unnecessary invasive exams. The payouts totaling nearly $700 million is the largest amount by a public university. The plaintiffs say UCLA officials ignored their complaints and covered up abuse that went on for decades. Dr. Heaps pleaded not guilty to 21 felony counts of sexual assault. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.